Concord Talk。Aloha everyone. Thank you very much for listening to this program. Concord Talk is a program where people in the Concord faith talk about various topics. The thoughts and opinions we share on this program may differ from yours, but we hope that you will enjoy and learn something new. We'll learn something new that may affect our thoughts, behaviors, and actions for the better. Our different backgrounds, religion, thought, and culture provide the diversity that strengthens our community, just like a biodiversity is essential for the healthy planet Earth. I'm Koichi Konko from the Konko Mission of Honolulu. Joining me are Amy and Anna. Today's topic is Kami or God. Let's get started. I'd like to ask, actually, you believe Kami exists?
Yes.
Yes.
Why?
Well, I focus more on the existence of everything. How I'm, not only me, but how are, like, humans, animals, plants, microorganisms, and everything able to live day to day. What enables us to live, and we all have a beating heart, and you know, it's like we can't tell it to stop. It just continues to keep on beating, and it keeps us alive. And there's just so many factors out there that you wonder and say, like, how is this all possible? How? You look into science, and science is amazing, but it can only answer to a certain extent, and it can't answer every question out there. There's still so many unknowns. And I just say that's the working of Kami-sama. It's the energy that keeps us alive. And also Kami-sama is all, like, this process that of the life and the whole life and death process too. But I think it's energy.
Mm.
Without this energy, we cannot live. So to me, Kami is energy.
That's a great way to put it. Yeah, I would agree that there are so many things that science itself cannot explain. They're still debating on how life itself happened on planet Earth. And yeah, there's the only explanation I have is that there is a Kami. Kami-sama exists. I'm sure Edna sees it every day in her profession, since she's lucky enough to be a nurse and gets to see the fragileness of life. And yeah, and you get to see firsthand things that you can't really explain with just science. That, yeah, so there has to be a Kami-sama. I mean, not just because I grew up learning about it, but there's no other way to explain life itself. Yeah,
I see.
But do you have any turning point to start to believe, or experience you start to believe? You can tell when you start to believe in God or Kami.
Well, for me, it's really, it's a laughable manner, but for me, as a kid, mm-hmm. I was terrified. So I want to share this experience, and you probably will all laugh, but for me, yes. That's the first time I was like, you know what, Kami-sama is really there to help me. And Kami-sama is not just this energy that just sustains all life, but if you really call the name Kami-sama or Konko-sama, then it's like that energy will come directly to you and help you out. And I think that we can establish like a one-on-one relationship with Kami-sama. And so this happened when I was about in the second grade.
Mm-hmm.
So I was in the bathroom and I used too much toilet paper.
Yes.
And when I was trying to flush the toilet, it went down, but then it came back up again.
Yeah.
And the water was slowly rising. And, you know, there's like a point where it usually stops. And it went past that. It kept rising and rising and mm-hmm. rising. And I remember my mom used to always tell me, if you ever get scared, if you ever need immediate help, call the divine name. Konko-sama! Right? So I was scared. I didn't know what to do. I was panicking. So I was like in second grade, and I was like, Konko-sama, please make this stop. It's like, oh no, it's coming up. It's coming up. The water's coming up. And it was reaching really the rim. It came up to the brim. And as soon as I prayed, like really single-heartedly, it just stopped there. And then the water went down, 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 down. And I was like, wow, Kami-sama exists. So for me, I was a second grader, but I was terrified. Yet, just calling the divine name Konko Daiji and Konko Sama, it really saved me. And that's when I thought, oh, wow, this really works. I mean, like, Kami Sama really exists. And throughout my life, even till this day, I'm close to 40. But I really have been incorporating the divine name Konko Daiji or Konko Sama into my life. And I always try to have a daily communication, conversation with Kami Sama throughout my day, really. When I press the on button for the rice cooker, I say, oh, Konko Sama, please let the rice turn out good. Or before I drive the car, I put my hands together and I pray that I drive safely and everybody else is safe on the road. And throughout work too, when I work, I pray to Kami-sama. I pray that Kami-sama's healing energy will touch all these patients and they'll recover quickly. And you just incorporate those daily thoughts, regular thoughts of Kami-sama into my life. And it has made life so much more meaningful.
Yes.
And I really feel that, you know, Kami-sama is just not, it's not only a god that, you know, people just call out, oh, like, God, help me, when they're in super desperate situations, and that doesn't help, that happen very often. But instead, I try to incorporate Kami-sama on a daily basis, like, be really good friends with Kami-sama, and constant communication, regular, constant communication is what establishes a stronger connection, I think. Kami-sama.
Yeah, I think that maintaining that relationship with Kami-sama constantly, that's really important. Sometimes it's a challenge for me personally, but I'm constantly reminded that Kami-sama does exist. Like, and whether you want to call it the universe or God or whatever, it definitely, I get reminded very often, and especially when I start to forget that Kami-sama does exist. Like, so I think, I don't know if there was a really big turning point per se. One thing that does stick out in my mind was when I was in fourth grade and I had appendicitis and I came home and, you know, I told my dad, I was like, you know, my stomach's sore, you know, something's sore. And he said, ah, just go lie down. You'll be fine. So I lie down like he told me, but then it was still sore. I was just writhing in pain. And I think it was not until my mom came home from work that evening that he was like, well, maybe something is wrong with her because she's still sore. And so he finally, they finally take me to the emergency room. And we found out there that had they waited an hour later, my appendix would have burst and it would have been a really bad situation. So I definitely think in that situation, Kami-sama was there and really urged my parents to get me to the hospital, to get me to the emergency room. And thankfully, the surgery was successful. But the appendix, you know, it was emergency surgery and the appendix didn't burst and I was recovered fully. And that was great. But there's a lot of, constant reminders that Kami-sama does exist, especially for me. And I think it's because I tend to forget. I tend to think that I am living on my own, and I very often forget that, and become, I feel like conceited maybe, that I'm living, I'm doing this all on my own. I'm on this earth on my own, and I'm constantly reminded that, yeah, hold up, don't get so big-headed. hold on right there. And I think Kami-sama sends me those reminders constantly because I need them. And especially when I need them. So it's very humbling that way. Yeah.
Well, another time I was really reminded that Kami-sama exists is, from like the medical healthcare perspective, I see patients that are like, oh, this person might die. Or like even some church members, you know, they might call or text and say to pray for this person because they're dying or like they're in a really, really bad situation. And I ask them, so what's happening to them, what kind of condition they're in, and they tell me all these details. And from like my medical background, you know, because I'm a nurse, I'm like, wow, this is a really difficult case. And sometimes I'm like, I don't even know if praying is gonna work, if praying is like even appropriate for the situation. But when I talked to my father, who's the head minister while he at church, about this, he said, that's not for you to decide. Tell me if I'm not going to decide if this person's going to live or survive. And I was like, yeah, you're right. So that person is asking you to pray. So just pray. And I was like, yeah, okay, I'll just pray. I'll just pray for this person because he's asking me to. And that person wants him to or her to get better. And it's really amazing that after we prayed and did otoroke or authority mediation about the situation, things will start to get better for this person. And he'll start healing or she'll start healing. And, you know, even if doctors were like, oh, probably going to die already. But it's like things completely flip around and things get way better and then they can go home and stuff. So that really surprises me. And I was like, this must be kind of my blessing. Mm-hmm. And it's really, really true that it's not for me or for us to decide when a person needs to die or not. It's Kami-sama. It's up to Kami-sama. Because I know this one lady who was told by the doctor 4 or 5 times already that she's going to die.
Mm.
From more than a few years ago, the doctor has been telling, oh, you're going to die already. Or you're going to die. You're going to die. You're going to die. And to be told that you're going to die that many times, yet she's still alive and doing well.
Oh.
I don't know. I really felt like that doctor just shouldn't say that anymore, you know?
It's kind of, I think for doctors though, it's probably hard because they're thinking statistically and it's hard. I'm sure it's hard when you're in the medical profession to rely on religion or faith to save a patient. It's hard to understand, especially if you're the person going through it, or if your family member is going through it. It's hard to, I can see where it'd be hard to trust that Kami-sama is the one that decides the timing of everything. Because as humans and in human nature, I feel like we always want to control everything. And especially in times when you're talking about life and death, we want to be able to say we're going to live. If we want to live longer, or maybe some people may want to decide when they want to die. But I think it's hard for humans to accept that. But I think that's what faith training is probably all about.
It's like the unknown is just the most terrifying thing for human beings. That's why there's so many types of insurance.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, last time I just found out, I really didn't know there was insurance that covers jewelry. You know, when you get an engagement ring, some people put insurance on that. I was like, oh, I didn't know that. It blew my mind.
Yeah, you can insure anything. Everything and anything. You can put a price tag on it. Yeah.
I feel interesting. Most of you remember when you were a childhood, remember childhood experience, the memory, the way first time we prayed to something beyond our understanding, you need help. Pray to, we don't know who they are, but beyond the understanding, I have a memory. I think it's the first time I pray to something. I say Kami-sama all the time. Still, I say Kami-sama, but when I was climbing on the wall, it's the bank and river, and I climbed from the river, and I started climbing to go home, but it's a concrete block. And it looks easy to climb, but the curve become more straight so that I got stuck in the middle of the wall. And I couldn't jump down because look down, there is like a rock. And I have a bucket of water inside, and I have a net, and I wear a slipper, sandals, and it's wet. And my feet were wet too and slippery. I couldn't move. Oh no, I don't know what to do. I cannot jump. I cannot climb up. Oh, and I prayed to Kami-sama. I prayed, and I think it stuck a while for my memories, and I started to climb slowly. Eventually, I was able to reach the top, and I was okay. I still remember that I was so scary, and I prayed to Kami-sama, and I was able to reach the top. So that experience, I forgot a while, I think, and I started to practice faith, and I remember that was the first turning point for me. I think the first time to pray for me, I need help. Please save me. Help me. The moment.
Mm-hmm. It was interesting that all three of us have memories from when we were children on that. And when you said that, Koichi Sensei, I thought that's probably because as a child, your thoughts are more pure. And so I think children have a deeper connection with kami-sama, I feel like, sometimes, because as adults, I think you get more jaded and you get more conceited and you start to think that you're living on your own and all that. But as children, it's easier for them to rely on kami-sama, I feel like.
Yeah,
really. Their hearts are more pure, so.
Right.
So, sunao. What's that word called in English? Sunao.
Leo?
Ooh. Naive? No,
not naive. Naive has a negative connotation.
Yeah, it does.
Pure. Pure.
Innocent.
Pure. Innocent.
Obedient. Obedient.
I
think single-hearted. I don't know if there's one
word. Single-hearted, yeah. Yeah, I don't know if there's one word.
Oh, yeah. Some Japanese words are hard to translate. Since we were born, man, kami-sama has been a part of our lives, and my mom really says konko-sama, the name konko-sama, every day, every time, watching figure skating, and you see Christy Yamaguchi doing the triple axel, and she falls on her butt, and my mom says konko-sama, and everything, and watching like soap operas and seeing a woman getting slapped on the face in drama on the TV, and my mom saying konko-sama, and I say, okasan, this is just it's a program, you know, it's all it's all scripted. Yet she says, oh, it makes her heart feel better. She's always been saying to say konko-sama every time. So that kind of stuck to me. I mean, when I was a kid, I was more like kind of irritated about my mom kept saying that, like every time she kept saying that, and so I didn't really understand it's the benefit of it, or like how I can actually receive blessings by calling konko daijin or konko-sama the same. And I remember a time when we're using the copy machine at our church, and it just stopped working one morning when I was printing out the church newsletters, and I turn it off, I turn it on, it doesn't turn on, and it just stopped working. And then I tell my mom, and she comes up to the coffee machine, she sits down, claps four times, and begins to talk to the coffee machine. And I nudge my mom and say, Okasai, what are you doing? I mean, praying is not gonna fix the copy machine. It's mechanical.
It's a machine.
And it's like, what? I don't understand why you're praying to kami-sama for this. But she just ignored me, just kept praying. And she placed her hand on the copy machine and said, thank you for always working hard for us, for printing our newsletters. And then she turned it on. And it went on. And it printed as usual. And it just boggled my mind. I was like, what? I tried so many times and it wouldn't work. I even tried plugging it and unplugging it and nothing. And then after my mom prayed to it, it just turned on. I was like, wow.
Yeah, that's your mom. I feel like your mom's prayers, I don't know what it is about when your mom prays for something. It's so powerful.
It is. And she doesn't make distinctions of like when to pray or when not to pray.
Yeah.
Because all matters are prayable. She believes, you know. Some people may think, oh, no, kami-sama, no, God can help me in this situation. But she still prays.
Right.
And yeah. And when we do that, situations get better. Really.
Yeah. We don't decide.
Yeah, it's amazing. Yeah. We don't decide what is considered important or unimportant, because everything is important, and we should incorporate kami-sama into our daily lives, any situation.
So about the kami-sama of God, do you have any fear of God,
image.
Or role? What is kami-sama's role?
Kami-sama's role?
Kami-sama's role.
I think, I don't know about, I do fear kami-sama sometimes, but I think that's more to do with my own behavior. I sometimes feel like kami-sama is like that super strict parent or that super strict teacher that will definitely let you know when you are going wrong, going off the path that you're supposed to be on. And sometimes that can be scary. I think it's more scary. I think it's scary just because you know, like when I know that I'm probably not doing as I should be, I could be doing better or whatever it might be, that Kami-sama is for sure going to see that. My mom always used to tell us, you know, Kami-sama wa itsumo miteru kara na. And so that's kind of like almost a threat. Almost like a threat. Like, I might not know what you're doing, but you better bet Kami-sama knows what you're doing. Oh, okay.
Yeah. My mom always said that too.
Oh, yeah. It works?
Always, yeah.
I should tell my son too.
Mm-hmm.
Probably.
And you have to teach him at an early age.
Yes.
Now, yeah, you can't teach them when they're teenagers because they will not listen.
That's true. But thank you very much. It's time to end. Thank you very much for joining us today. Thank you to Amy and Anna for the talk story session. We will continue to talk about Kami or God next time. We hope to see you next time. Mata aimashou. Thank you. Bye-bye.